Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
To be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant. Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Self-Care. I am Jody Susan, your morning talk show host. And gosh, I am just so excited to be here this morning. I think I'm going to burst inside. So I met an amazing group of people at B Market in Lake Bluff. And one of those amazing people is going to join me today. And her name is Lindsay Shipley. And I just want to tell you a little bit about her. She is a mind-body coach. And I'm reading on the screen up here. So if you see my eyes going up there, it's because I've got a command center. I got a command center that has me going all these different places. So if my eyes are going the other way, don't worry. I'm still present. I'm just looking the other way. So Lindsay's a mind-body coach. She's a chef, and she's a chef of more guts, more glory, pitching and wellness. And you want to ask her what that is, because there's a connection, you know, to home plate. So she, you know, actually, I'm going to let Lindsay tell you the rest, because I don't think I'm going to do her justice. But I will tell you that she has blended, you know, sports and health. And I think the funny thing is that people think that if you're in sports, you're healthy. But I think I'm the epitome of not health when I was in sports. So just going to say, let me bring on Lindsay. Hold on. Good morning, Dolly.
Good morning, baby. How are you?
Good. I was painting my rocks this morning. And I turned to Andrew and I said, what time is it?
And then my softball would say back in the day with all of our cheers and whatnot, we'd say, it's rope time, it's rope time, it's R-O-P-E-T-I-M-E, rope time, it's rope time. Yeah, you got to hit that ball, baby.
Yeah, I was doing the happy dance this morning and Andrew goes, you're queer. And I said, that's the highest compliment that you can give. Just going to tell you now, because I don't want to be like anybody else.
No, we don't have time for that. We came here to be us, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. And you are just such a bright light. You know, you played softball for Northwestern, right?
And I did.
And so, and now you coach kids. You integrated it with health. And I say that, like, you know, kind of like jokingly, but, I mean, you know, I'll just show you guys real quick. So here's a picture of me, and I look like I'm the epitome of health, right? Honey, I was on the sad diet.
You look sporty.
I look sporty. Yeah. I was on the sad diet, the standard American diet. And so just because you're an athlete doesn't mean that you're healthy.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, that is. I've had many conversations with people, you know, of all ages, right? Former athletes, current athletes. And I kind of consider we're all athletes, no matter what our age is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we're doing some kind of movement. But it is funny. I mean, when you're young, you're like, I can eat anything, you know? And we, you know, I just look at the changes just at Northwestern University. You know, we have an athletic, you know, it's not just the basketball players and the football players that have what we call it training table. Now there's nutritionists, there's an entire cafeteria that is really designed to give the athletes, you know, the most balanced nutrition possible. And I had no idea what I was doing back then. It was just, let's go eat. And, but I have to tell you, I was one of the more creative eaters. I would put things together and people would go, what are you doing with your food? And now I think about what I create, I created, and now it's kind of common, right? But back then, so.
Right, because.
Athletes, we normally just have that, I can eat whatever I can, whatever I want. Because you kind of can when you're young.
Well, so you think you can while you.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because.
You can do anything.
Well,
but you don't realize
the
connection between your performance.
Mm-hmm. Say what?
You don't realize the connection between what you're eating and your performance.
Well, yeah. So if you're an athlete and you're like a sprinter, you know, it's seconds, right? Between you and the next guy or
seconds.
Woman. And you can, if you shift it to, like, actually, I'm just sitting here. And you have like BFF. This is one of my favorite things. It's a tablet.
Mm. Okay.
I take it every morning. It's chewable. It tastes like a sweet tart.
Oh, my gosh. I love sweet tarts.
Me too.
I haven't had one in a while, but.
I haven't had them in decades. So, but it's got like every vegetable and fruit in the planet and your herbs.
It's awesome.
It really is. And as a medical intuitive, I channel every time I go to take my vitamins, what I need, you know, so that I'm getting exactly what my body needs.
Yeah. And so you're telling your body to assimilate. I want to assimilate this. I want to digest this. I want to metabolize this. That's
yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, when I started actively and consistently taking this product, which I really don't really offer to people very often, kind of stingy. It really is.
That's how you know it's good stuff. Right?
That's Sarah.
Like, do I really want to give this to you or do I want to give it to myself?
Well, yeah, right. Sorry. Oops. But the point is that when I channel like what I need to take at night, because that's just the morning mm-hmm. regimen.
Yeah.
It's almost nil. Like what I need, because it's so full of, you know, what you need to get things going. But anyway, so let's talk, I mean, you know, and going back to Northwestern. So one of my earlier guests in the year went to school at Northwestern. He now plays for the New York Giants.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a vegan.
Amazing.
And the muscles are getting big, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do when you are on top of your nutrition. Yeah.
So talk to us why you got into nutrition and health and all of that.
Well, I mean, I love to eat. I'm definitely a human garbage disposal. I always have been. I've always, always loved food. And I was a three-sport athlete, went to Northwestern, got the opportunity to play softball there, and got married relatively quick. Right out of college, graduated in 99. So my wedding day is 2000, December 2nd, 2000. So we're going on 21 years, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yep.
Congratulations.
And we waited to have kids for a little bit, but I have a sophomore in high school, a junior, a sophomore, and then a seventh grader. And 9 years ago, my little girl, Abby, who's my sophomore, was having some difficulties in school. And my background, my major at Northwestern was speech and language therapy. So I've always been a total nerd. I loved the brain. I loved, you know, the integration. I mean, there's so much to learn, right? We know what 10% of what's going on really in the brain, they say. So I found myself at the other side of the table. She was always an active preschooler. And then we got into school and you know, she wasn't reading on track. She wasn't paying attention. She had some anxiety. She, you know, started working with a social worker right away. And I thought, wow, you know, and I'll just never forget those meetings. I just, you don't expect to be on the other side of the table, right?
Right, right, right.
Or the language therapist and the OT and all of that. So I had a really wonderful neighbor, and she would tell me about her experience as a mom and with her oldest, who's now, I think, getting his PhD. And he was diagnosed with ADHD, and she decided to change his food. And she would always be so kind in talking to me about it because she'd go, Abby reminds me so much of my Tommy. And I would think, and then she would say, and I changed his food. And I'd go, wow, that's really interesting. Northwestern didn't teach me that. You know, we didn't really talk a lot, not at all. What is it now? God, 99, so 20-plus
well,
years
I mean,
ago.
Well, I mean, the food coloring alone.
About the gut-brain?
Well, the gut-brain connection, yeah. But then, yeah. Let's just talk food coloring. The food coloring, and I don't have it memorized, like, for
right.
which one does, but you're talking hyperactivity, right? ADD.
There was no connection to any of that, right? Mm-hmm. So when she was talking
fruit
about,
well,
I cut out artificial colors, I mm-hmm. cut out artificial preservatives, mm-hmm. and I really watched the sugar. I was like, well, what's wrong with that stuff? And first of all, thank you for the advice, but don't tell me how to feed my children.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know what I mean?
Jennifer Lauren is popping in. She's whoop, whoop, welcome, Lindsay. She's And then we got Naima Latif, who's our executive producer. She says, grand rising, beautiful lady.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks for the tip on BFF. I'll try it. Yeah, Naima, it's pretty amazing, I have to tell you.
Yeah, I'm very interested myself.
Yeah, I'm going to actually take mine now, but go ahead.
Yeah. So you know, I had these conversations with Catherine. They were great. And then first grade came along. She had the same teacher as my son the year before. And what really knocked me to the ground, or just kind of her whole life flashed almost in front of me. The teacher goes, you know what, Lindsay? She doesn't even care. And I was like, I don't know why that was the trigger for me. But I thought, oh, my God, I've got to do something. And then, you know, I was trained well. I'm a data girl. All of the data was now, like, age-appropriate, right? And so the psychologist at the school did all the tests, and she was clinically significant across the board. There was no, like, ifs, ands about it. Mm-hmm. So all the paperwork's ready to go. So I called a doctor that was referred to me by another neighbor, and they were closed. I'll never forget it. It was a Friday. It was right before Labor Day weekend, 2012. And I thought, okay. I remember hanging up the phone and going, Catherine, you need to do what Catherine did. And all of that athletic perseverance, like, you know, going for it and not have any regrets. And, you know, I was like, you know what? Well, I don't want to have any regrets in this. I'm going to do it. And I did a lot of really crazy things as an athlete, you know, as a student, and just keeping going and failing, and it's okay. And I was really kind
failing
of
forward,
too, because
right,
what,
Lindsay?
Hmm?
Failing forward, right?
Failing forward, right? And but then there was that little piece, like, well, wait a minute, what if it works? Mm-hmm. Right?
What
if it works and I have to keep doing that? So anyways, all these things happened. I thought, all right, I'm going to do it. So I called her up. She was at a cross-country meet, tells me what to do. I go to the grocery store, come back, clean out my pantry. My husband comes in and he's like, what, did you go grocery shopping? I'm like, yeah. And we're throwing all this stuff out. And he's like, what? No, of course, he sees dollar signs. I was throwing out a lot of food.
Oh, I did the same thing. Yeah, I did the same thing.
I gave some away, which I was like, wait, if I don't want to eat this, what am I doing giving it away? But
Well, I returned it.
Yeah, that's what you said. And see, and I wasn't even thinking in those lines.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We have to vote with our dollars.
Yes, it's food patriotism. Food patriotism. Every dollar. And I wish I coined that. Good friends with a couple that made an amazing documentary called Food Patriots. But you're right. Every dollar, even if it's one, we're sending a signal to the market that, because the market is designed for us. That's why it's here, for the consumer. We have the control. We don't kind of feel like that sometimes. But, yeah, if we signal we want this, we're going to figure out how to provide, how to serve.
Mm-hmm. Was gluten-free even a thing 10, 20 years ago?
No, it was so hard, I can't even tell you. So so I decided to make this food change, and it's just artificial colors, preservatives, and lowering sugar. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, and we had just started some behavioral modification along with it, so all the teachers and the staff, they're like, okay, we see a difference, but we don't know what it's due to. And I thought, okay, yeah, I totally get that. Mm-hmm. So the speech and language therapist who was across the table from me said, you know, I just read this article about gluten and dairy. And I thought, okay, I've read a little bit about an elimination diet. And I thought, you know what, why not? Let's just do it. Full elimination diet. Here we go. So I started a blog around the same time because I figured something needs to hold my booty to the fire and keep me accountable. And I had another girlfriend who had I had a successful blog, so I thought, okay, well, I'll do it. I mean, why not? So I started blogging, and I called it the Mully, because when my sister and I were little, we would jump off of super high places, and we wouldn't know if we would fall or get grass stains or break a leg or land perfectly, but it would be that split second of, like, I'm in whatever creative playland I wanted, and that's what I felt. I felt like I was jumping off this crazy highway, you know, this cliff, and jumping into the unknown, right?
Totally.
Yeah, and so I did the gluten and dairy, and in another week, she was totally symptom-free. And actually, four days in, she came to the banister where she always was, and she was like, Mommy. And we were like, okay, Abby, go to the bathroom. She always asked to go to the bathroom. And instead, she had a book in her hand. I know this sounds – I'm saying this to people, like, she's making – no. I looked at Chris. I was like, oh, what? And he ran up and read with her for another 20 minutes. And before that, she had, like, cramps in her stomach. She'd be like, the one, six. And then she started getting really, really good at throwing me off and getting me to stop reading with her. And, I mean, she was really good at it. Well, so it was the first time that she wanted to read on her own. It was crazy.
Well, and so... Yeah, and it's just not that crazy. I mean, I just want to – I've got a screen up here, and I want to address the crazy. So,
yeah. Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, so it's not crazy because – Lindsay, do you drive a car?
Yep.
What do you fuel your car with?
This is my favorite thing to ask people. Right, gas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you fueled your body with gas, would it run?
Not really well, I don't think.
If you fueled your body with your car with, let's say, water in the engine, how well would that run?
Well, a car definitely wouldn't go well.
No, it would run for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It would become symptomatic, right?
Yeah.
And then kind of poop out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, people, that's your lesson for the day.
And you know what? It's one of the best lessons for the kids because the kids get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start making this food change, and the kids were young, you know, and, you know, at any point, you know, you're going to be dealing with different questions and whatever else, but they were old enough to understand that, oh, this favorite thing that mom always gave us, Uncrustables was one of them. I threw them like hockey pucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And they're so delicious, right? But then when I started looking at all the food I was giving them, I was like, that's like 50 ingredients. This is crazy, right? And it totally had some of those colors in it. And red number 40 was the one that really, really aggravated her. She would itch the bottom of her feet like crazy. And we live on a lake here. So I always thought, well, it's the lake. It's sand. You know, she's just got a little something in there. And, when we added back, you know, we went somewhere and she had a little Jell-O. This was, you know, a couple months in. And she came home and she's like, Mom, my feet itch so much again. And I was like, oh, my God, what did you have to eat? And I thought, oh, red 40. So I have a blog post of her laying down on the hearth, scratching her feet on the hearth.
Well, yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. And I never went barefoot because of it, because I was allergic to all the stuff in the, on the ground because of what I was eating, you know, all of that. But let's read, because not everybody gets to see this. We have a lot of different radio shows going right now. And so for the listening public versus the viewing public, here's what you want to know. We'll start with red number 40, Allura Red, the most widely used dye found in cereal. So, like, think about, like, Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops. So it's most widely used in cereals, desserts, drugs, and cosmetics. It accelerates immune system tumors. Hello? Immune system tumors in mice and triggers allergic reactions and hyperactivity in children. And I'm not going to go into what's going on today, you know, because we don't want to get kicked off the show. But, I mean, if you're concerned about your immune system, you know, cut out the food dye. Yellow number 5 is found in any number of baked goods, cereal, gelatin products, dessert products, causes severe hypersensitivity and triggers hyperactivity disorders and other behavioral issues in children. Let's go to blue. Brilliant blue found in baked goods, beverages, and cereals. It causes kidney tumors and laboratory mice. Guess what? Where it also causes tumors. By the way, I had tumors all over, you know, because I ate all this crap. I had tumors all over my female parts.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had everything removed in 2011 because I had tumor after tumor after tumor after tumor because of my diet. And that was by age 49.
Mm.
Oh. So, oh, no, I'm fine. But I mean, I'm totally fine. Didn't really, I mean, I need them, but I don't really need them. I mean, I wasn't having kids at 49. I wasn't even dating. It was a hot mess. So the point being that is that if you're not feeling well, I mean, wake up, people. And then
this is such an easy one. And
easy.
It really opens your eyes to what am I really fueling, you know, myself with. And the kids really, they and to this day, you know, they talk about it. And I've actually caught them, you know, talking to their friends sometimes. And
That's nice.
The gasoline analogy is the best. And
when your kids start preaching, love it.
It's like, what? Oh, this is great, you know. But yellow sticks are five. There's something that is also tied negatively to the male reproductive system.
Well, I mean, this is like...
I mean, it all is, right?
Yeah, this is just the...
Yeah.
They're just giving you the top, like, few things.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Can you see this? Because I'm on a different screen.
I sure can, yeah.
Okay, so manufactured food is pumped full of toxic chemicals meant to dress it up and entice consumers to buy. And we buy, but there are dangerous consequences. So if anybody wants access to this link, food dye, by the way, is made from petroleum. So, going back to the food in the car analogy. So food dye is made with petroleum that runs your car. Why are we putting petroleum in our bodies, people?
Well, and then to break it down even more, right, what's petroleum from? It's from coal tar, right? So then, you know, you get this, okay, gasoline, petroleum, coal tar, and it really makes the connections. You know, I used to, when schools were open and things like that, I would volunteer my time and go into nutrition classes and speak to the health food classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a wonderful teacher. I did it for almost six or seven years before she retired at Wakanda. And kids were shocked. They didn't know about what is an actual food dye, right? And you have natural food dyes, of course, and then you have the artificial ones.
Yeah.
And they definitely, no one really, you know, I didn't think twice about what a preservative is, right? And a preservative is meant to, you know, extend shelf life. And what does it do? Well, it blocks the food from getting eaten, right? By the bugs that you look at and you're like, ooh, that's moldy and that's bad. Well, essentially, that's what's happening in our gut. So we're stopping this food from breaking down. But when we ingest the food, what are we doing? We're killing our gut bacteria. Gut bacteria doesn't want to eat that stuff.
No, and going back to the gut-brain connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to show everybody something else that's really cool. I never like to, I don't like to talk about a problem without providing people with a solution.
Oh, exactly. Yes,
okay,
yes. So it's got to be an action.
Yeah. So let me show you guys. Look, I know that y'all like your cookies.
Mm-hmm. This was, you know what, and this is what's hard because you're in your routine, right? And the grocery stores, the retailers, they know it. They're tracking everything on video, by the way, on surveillance, and they even break it down by like socioeconomic status, believe it or not. So it's
they do because so certain like grocery stores, let's say if it's Jewel, Target, whatever, I'm not calling anyone out.
Uh-uh.
They basically have different products at different stores and don't even offer certain products at other stores.
Totally, right? But again, it's because it's signaling like, what are people buying, right? Oh, well, this is going to be bought over here. So I had to completely change my routine. And it took me so long in the beginning to figure out, because, you know, it's automatic. Okay, I like this. I like this. I like this brand. I like this brand. Well, they're out there. There are brands like Simple Mills. There are amazing brands that are doing things right, but you have to find them.
Well,
Jennifer
is out here. She's saying, "Oh my goodness, these colors are crazy bad for you."
Yes.
That's why we bake all our own desserts. Me too, Jennifer. Yes. And Lindsay is an amazing chef with the best, most creative foods and for athletes. And so, you know, first of all, Jennifer, thank you. Right.
Yeah.
First of all, I bake almost everything myself as well, and or I'll buy it from you guys, you know. But I want people to know who maybe don't have access to you. They could be listening in the UK or whatever. There are options, and start looking for them, right?
Oh, they're all out there. It's amazing what the market has provided, and they might not have the biggest shelf space, right? But
not
they're
yet.
There. Yeah, there.
But I mean,
and they're so much better. Oh my gosh! 9 years ago, it was like, how do I find this? I had to make my own. I made my own flour, Jody.
Oh, I have two, honey. No, I did too.
I had to figure out how to make my waffles.
Well, yeah, because I make pancakes, right? So, no,
yeah.
I get it. Take a look at these ingredients. Do you want to read the ingredients?
Oh, sure. Nut and seed flour blend, which is almonds, organic coconut, and flax seeds. Tapioca starch. I love tapioca starch, arrowroot flour.
Totally. I make my cassava flour pancakes with that.
Yeah, you can make insane good crackers that I make, you know, my chef job when we go on retreat.
Okay.
Chocolate chips, cane sugar, unsweetened chocolate, cocoa butter. And that's amazing. You know, chocolate chips can be made with a lot of ingredients or very few ingredients. So those are really good quality chocolate chips. Organic coconut sugar. I love organic coconut. Coconut sugar is so great because it's got so many more nutrients and it's much more dense.
It's got minerals in it, if
it's
I understand.
Minerals and vitamins, and your glucose is also processed at a slower rate.
Exactly. It doesn't spike your sugar levels like cane sugar will.
Exactly, right. Arrowroot, which I think, isn't tapioca and arrowroot? I don't know.
They're very, very similar.
They're very similar, yeah. Vanilla extract, sea salt, baking soda, cream of tartar, and rosemary extract.
For freshness. Well, and rosemary is also good for brain health.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that, you know, when you start looking at how food is supposed to be made, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I made, I'm just going to show you guys one other thing. So I made cupcakes the other day, and I was in a hurry, so I got their, what did I get here?
Oh, yum.
Shop products. So they have, basically, I bought their vanilla cupcakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
did you jazz them up?
What's that?
Did you jazz them up?
Oh, I absolutely did.
So, oh, tell me what you did.
Okay, so I put in a banana, a sour cream.
Oh, my gosh.
No. It gets better. I use a Brain MD and OM mushroom blend product.
Oh,
so I supercharged it.
You totally supercharged
with
it.
With six different mushroom powders.
Oh, my gosh.
Echinacea. Okay.
Girl, that is amazing.
And then, so what else did I put in? Echinacea. Oh, dandelion. Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
And then what else? I think burdock root.
Holy moly.
So we ate these. Andrew and I, you know, we drove to Georgia Friday, came back Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not easy.
Oh, yes. And you had a good time.
We had a good time, but, you know, I'm just going to say I don't recommend driving for the weekend and back to find a home. Okay, I'm just going to say
that. It's hard.
But we made it on these cupcakes.
Cupcakes to the driving rescue.
Well, they were so full of, like, goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you can eat a cupcake and have more energy, that doesn't
right. This is where it's at because food is love. You know, I went back for my mind, body, nutrition because, you know, I started out in eat this, not that.
Right. Oh, that's what I have too. Choose this, avoid that. Okay.
Yeah. And so the biggest thing I didn't want is wait a minute, this could mess you up. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I have a daughter. I have two sons, right? And I'm like, okay, the last thing I want is to create any kind of restriction in their lives that goes down a path that I don't want to go down. Because as a female athlete, I understand the pressure to look a certain way,
yeah.
Right? To perform a certain way. And eating disorders are very real.
Oh, big time.
So that is a big reason, another reason why I decided to do the mind-body-nutrition route for my training, you know, to really dive deeper. And I am so glad that I did. But what really clinched it was when, you know, doing all of these things through the food revolution. So, yeah, I didn't even mention that. So here I am doing this food change, Jody, and I'm doing all this research trying to find and, you know, just information filling my brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I find Jamie Oliver online, and he's doing this. Can you hear that?
I can. That's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. I should probably figure out how to turn that off.
So Is it on your computer that came up? Was that your computer or your phone? Oh, I think she froze. Well, while Lindsay's frozen, we'll talk about what Karen Kawashima. We're going to have Karen on the show soon. I have to find a date, Karen. That is so awesome. I can listen to you all day, Lindsay. People used to laugh at me when I was teaching my daughter to read the labels of everything before eating. I know. Karen, it is a huge thing that we have to do. So Lindsay's frozen, but we'll use this time to go to commercial, okay? Because it's 7:30 anyway. Let me do that. Oh, hold on a second. All right, so we're going to go to commercial here, and we're almost here. Lindsay will be back on in a minute. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right. Got one more.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
We have one more commercial to run for my dear friend, Zelda Speak.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job,
relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Okay, everybody, we are back. But before we start, I want to clear energy so that our technology works at our current vibration level. So if you have your headphones on, I want you to make sure that you take them off just for the second because you're going to hear a loud noise. Ready? One, two, three people. They have to be off now. All right. All right. So, and then we're just going to ask to bring in Jesus, my Lord and Savior, and any other higher power that you believe in. Bring in our guides, and please ask them to have our technology work at our current vibration level. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you. Okay, we're back.
Hey. So funny. There's no coincidence because, you know, I started to talk about Jamie Oliver, and that man got kicked out of the United States for what he was doing.
Oh, got it. Okay, so let's look
at there's
up.
No coincidence that our internet or whatever the connection went, you know, failed.
Okay, so I'm pulling him up.
Before we went down, I was talking about how I was doing my research for the food change, and I found the food revolution. I found Jamie's campaign to get chocolate milk, super sugary. It has like 23 grams of sugar in it. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get it out of our schools. And he had just started his show. He had two seasons. One was in West Virginia. The second was out in California, in Los Angeles. And he was the chef that broke out, that was like, all right, what's in our food? What's in our food? Where is it coming from? And how do we cook better? Mm-hmm. Right? And so I saw this campaign, and he goes, yeah, we're starting a community. Become a food ambassador. And I thought to myself, one woman and her – and just talking to her changed my life and my daughter's life. So why don't I get involved with Bean Fun? Because I was very, very aware of how judged, like, I felt by, like, oh, don't tell me what to eat. And I thought, you know what? Play dates sort of dropped off a little bit. And I totally get back. So it was like, all right, well, she can't eat my food. Abby can't eat my food. So we're just not going to worry about it, right? So I really wanted to bring some fun, just energy to the idea of changing food because it was so new and, you know, nobody in the school group knew anything about it. My parents definitely were like, wait, what are you doing?
Right.
So I joined the food revolution, and I was probably one of the first 100 ambassadors that sort of signed up, and we were in every single country. Jamie's campaign was absolutely incredible. I was really active. I had the honor of becoming one of his 23 super ambassadors. And we were all volunteers, and we just did a little bit more. And so I was one of, I think, two or three ambassadors that represented the United States. And I
that's
got to travel.
Really
I
got cool.
to with other chefs all over the world.
No, let's back up. One,
yeah.
What? How many ambassadors for the United States?
There were thousands, right? There's thousands. I think, I think we might have even been in the 3,000. Plus globally, in the United States, we had hundreds, and he started in the United States, right? That's where he said, if I start my food revolution here, the United States they're the leaders, and everyone will follow. And I'll never forget when the 501c3, he's like, well, you know, he was really positive about it, but, you know, and then he was running it from, from Europe, from Britain. And then when, you know, all kinds of political turmoil kind of started happening over there with Brexit, and the community, you know, is on pause. And, you know, I'm hoping that someday it'll come back. I think Jamie's still really, really working hard. He's still cooking. I see these amazing recipes you have pulled up. I learned so much. I have several of his cookbooks. They're absolutely phenomenal. He has the same kind of like vivacious energy. If you guys don't know the name Jamie Oliver, he's also known as the Naked Chef. He started young, and he was referred to as the Naked Chef, sort of as like a kind of a sexy take, but naked meaning naked food, real food.
I get it, and thank you for clarifying for everybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm posting that link in the thread.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I don't know if you saw this because it's a little small. But people, if you go to jamieoliver.com.
It's so good, and it's so easy.
And these are money-saving family recipes.
Yes.
Here's what I want to talk about this for a second, okay? People think it's expensive to eat clean food, like organic.
It's not.
I'll tell you what's expensive. The $6 box of Lucky Charms that has five bowls in it. That's
right.
Expensive. And it's not only expensive, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to go, spoiler alert, rant coming on, okay? not only is it expensive because of what you get to eat, you know, for that price,
mm-hmm.
but it's expensive because you're going to end up at the doctor's office.
It's long term. Yeah.
Now, here's what something people are not thinking about. And this is so, it almost brings me to tears because it's, I have to clear this for myself.
Mm-hmm.
People, when you're eating a synthetic or you're taking a synthetic, you know, otherwise known as medication,
mm-hmm.
it can actually turn off a switch in your brain.
Yeah.
That, and I took mm-hmm. a note on this because I'm studying with Amen Clinics on brain mm-hmm. health. And, but there's, let me just see if I can find this, because I don't remember what part of the brain that it turns
off. Your epigenetics, okay?
Well, that's another point, a great point to make. But basically what it does is there's a part of the brain that manages our hunger and whether
yeah.
or not the cessation of being full. So
got
there's
it.
Specific drugs that turn off that part of the brain.
Yeah.
As you eat more. And I just want to point this out because this is so huge. Actually, I was so huge. Okay. But this is a huge point to make. Okay. I'm 125 pounds. I did this in I did 75 pounds of this because I went from 125 to 232.
Woo!
Or 234, I think. And so I did 75 pounds of this in 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it turned off a part of my brain.
2 weeks, Jody?
2 weeks.
Holy moly.
My mom had to go to the store to get me sweatpants because I had nothing to wear.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to stay at home in jammies. I had nothing to wear.
Yeah.
So when you think about, I mean, this is huge.
Huge.
They
and
know
so
that it turns it off.
And it's unbelievable. You'd think this people wouldn't do this. It, you know, this would that was in my mind. It's like this can't be true. And I thought to myself, this would be the biggest conspiracy in the history if all of this was connected, right? And how could I not be learning about this, right? As
right.
a mom and someone. You know, and I think there's so much more information out there, but so much of it is still not accessible and in the wavelength of people trying to take control of their health. And mm-hmm. but I think people are waking up.
Yeah, and Jennifer here says it's so much more fun to feel
yes.
good and take care of yourself.
It's so empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I love the juxtaposition, the connection of athletics and food, because
right.
we live in this amazing culture of sports, right? And no, you don't have to be, you know, into sports. You might be into music. You might be into something else. But the culture of sports is very deep, right? And even if it's like, all right, I didn't play a sport, but I want to get into running, right? That idea of, yeah, I'm not going to want to run every day. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to keep going. That perseverance is very connected. Very connected to sports culture, right? Because it has to be.
It's mindset.
That mindset, your mindset, the growth mindset, everything about athletics, right? And we give ourselves so much more room there. And this is what I love to talk about, to my athletes, how it's so important to begin again every day and to know where your awareness is, right?
Right.
With your thoughts and your performance. And how many of us, and I can remember this very, very well still, you know, you go, all right, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to start cooking. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start doing this, right? And you go down, you make a meal, and you're like, oh, my God, this took me so long. And because it's new, you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And you get done, and it might bomb, right? It might taste really good. But what if you have a family, and you make it, you spend all this time, and all the kids and your husband or your wife goes, ugh, no, they don't like it. You know what you're going to do? You're going to be like, forget it.
No. You're going to have a backup. Plan B.
Yeah,
and plan
yeah.
B could be ordering food from B Market in Lake Bluff.
Right, because you know what? Some days you just don't want to cook, you know?
Right.
So
I mean,
perseverance
yeah.
in the kitchen that we need to bring back. It's okay to fail. You're going to fail. I still bomb recipes, right? But I learn something every single time. I'm like, oh, I know now. I can't. It's really important not to switch out the baking powder and the baking soda, or it's really important not to add the butter, right, before themselves. So there's just so many things you.
I've made some pretty poor.
Like sports.
I made the pancakes sports. That were like baseballs. I'm just going to tell you.
Right? And then you're like, oh, that's why they wrote the recipe in that order, right? And it's the same thing with sports. We get it with sports. Yeah, I'm going to like, I got my butt kicked yesterday. And then you go, well, I don't want that to happen again. So what do? You go back to practice, you dig in, and you figure it out.
Okay,
and we need to bring that into the kitchen. We need to bring grace. We need to begin that like idea of beginning again, taking a break, right? And
well,
it's okay
I'm gonna say take
not
a
to
pause.
Be perfect.
I'm going to change languaging here. Take
yeah.
a pause, not a break.
Take a pause. Yeah. Yep.
So my good friend Jennifer, she has like five amazing gymnast children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all master manifestors, spiritual beings, like amazing. And one of her daughter, Cece, just before she was doing, I think it was maybe the horse or the bars. I can't remember what it was. And she goes, I really need a break. And so God gave it to her. She broke her ankle.
Oh my gosh. Tell you what, if you aren't listening, life will stop you.
Right. So I would like to say, don't ask for a break. Ask for a pause, you know,
uh-huh.
an opportunity just to, you know, relax and think things through.
Yes.
Okay.
Because your body will talk to you. Your body will talk to you. Life will talk to you. And if you, oh yeah. It's an amazing thing.
How do people get in touch with you?
Lizzie,
how do people get in touch with you? Can you put your contact information? Oh, wait, no, I have it right here, I think, right here. Because I want to make sure that I can find you, which is that you're on Instagram.
Yes, I'm on Instagram. Instagram is probably my favorite.
Okay.
That's where I probably post most often. I have posted... relatively recently. I think my last post was on really good wine, dry farm wine, was my last post on the Mully. So I need to start posting again. But yeah, mind, body, nutrition is a really fascinating place because it's, you know, half of the equation, 50% is that very important. Eat this, not that, you know, toxicity in foods, macronutrient balance, all the things we think of, right? When we think of nutrition
mm-hmm.
and health. And the other 50% is actually what primes the pump for you to receive, right? So mind-body nutrition is a psychophysiology where your metabolism, so your assimilation, your digestion, your metabolism, how it all comes together, your calorie burning, how it all is reflective of who you are, Jody.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right?
Totally.
What's going on in your life? What's the pleasure in your life? You know, what amount of pleasure do you have in your life? And when we think about what happened, right, COVID and everything that's going on, so much pleasure was taken out, right? When we were locked into our, you know, homes, not able to see each other, all of those things, so pleasure came out. You know, what's our relaxation? Are we nourishing ourselves? Do we feel nourished? So if those factors, especially your level of stress going on, and we have all different levels, right, going on in our lives,
We
cannot digest and assimilate and metabolize the food that's coming in because our body is in fight or flight and our body's going, no, there's a lion here. I don't have time to digest well. And I could give, you know, someone who's really stressed out and there's not a lot of pleasure in life and you've got some toxic thoughts and beliefs going on, you could be given the most perfect diet for you, right? We could get you the supplements. We could get all these things, and that'll help you, right? But if you don't get yourself into the parasympathetic, into the relaxation state, and understand what life is trying to tell you, right, slowing down, oh, boy, you're not going to be able to absorb it.
You're not going to be
in that optimal state.
I want to talk about this all day long.
I know, right?
Well, so I'm going to share. So first of all, Lindsay's contact information is on the screen. It's lindsayshifley@me.com. Her cell phone, if you want to make an appointment, is 847-804-0156. Follow her on Instagram at Lindsay Shifley.
It's actually, think of a flea, a fly,
yeah.
a very shy flea. It's actually shy flea. It looks like Shifley, but it's shy flea. Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know.
I meant to keep saying, I'm like, but usually I just let it go. I'm like, no, you know what?
No. Don't let it go. No.
like a shy plea.
I like that. And it has a nice vibration to it.
Oh, well, good. Thank you. My middle name was Prizelle.
Prizelle?
So you can also call me Press if you ever want to call me Press.
Press? Okay.
Yeah, that's what everybody, that was my nickname for softball. Yeah.
So that's a nice Press.
Short for pretzel. Twisty pretzels.
Nice. Oh, yeah, they should have called me that too, but they called me Fly.
See?
Mm-hmm. Because I was like, zoom. all the sugar. Oopsie.
Oh, God, I love it. Yeah, you and I have a huge passion for the unseen and the seen realm of nutrition. And it just really opened up. You know, I realized that this was not just with what I experienced with Abby, but when I connected with my boss for Compass Retreats at her yoga studio, that's how I originally met her. And it's funny because I met her mom first, and she was telling me about her daughter that was coming in from Boston and that she just got her a Jamie Oliver fresh kit, like a his name was on it, his recipes were on it, and then you get all the fresh food. And she goes, oh, my gosh, wow. And so then I met Kelsey, and we did a mindful eating seminar where we partnered with four farms in the area. And I did the tasting, and we brought the farmer in. The farmer talked about how they harvest, how they care for the land, how they grow it, and all that stuff. It was so interesting, right?
Which farmer?
Where is your food coming from?
Yeah.
Eloa Farm.
Which one?
Eloa Farm.
Eloa Farm. And they're in where?
They're in Lake Forest.
Really?
Let me look these up.
I want you to spell this to me because I want people to know about these farms. So
I think it is. It's Ellowa. It's Ellowa.
Oh, got it. And okay, they're on. It looks Middle Fork Drive in Lake Forest.
Yep, they're right across from Northwestern Hospital, across Waukegan Road.
Okay, so are they fueling the hospital with the good food that they're making?
Oh, girl, the dream is to have hospitals, right, with gardens and cooking schools, right? Because what do you go to the hospital, you're like, oh my God, I had a heart attack, I've got this. The doctor goes, okay, you need to eat better. And then everyone's going, okay, all right, well, how?
Hon, look at this.
It's amazing, right?
Wow.
Yep. It's so awesome.
Wow.
It's beautiful, yeah. Love it. And they have a beautiful walking path. I actually went with a girlfriend, Jackie, and we harvested elderberries. So one of these days we're going to get enough elderberries and we're going to make our own elderberry syrup. So Ellowa Farm was one. Prairie Farm.
Okay, where's Prairie Farm at?
Prairie Farm is in Grace Lake. So they're really close also. And they have a CSA.
Prairie Farm.
Amazing.
Prairie Farm. Lake, Illinois. Here we go. Let me just see if we can get that.
Prairie Crossing Farm. Prairie Wind Family Farm. There it is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there it is. And they did a lot of produce supply to me for the school program, the chef's tasting table. So I would go into West Oak every month, West Oak School here in Diamond Lake, and we would do tastings with the kids, part of their lunch hour, and we would serve them little tastings. And they still remember it. I'm hoping someday we'll be able to get back in there, you know, when things calm down. But they were amazing in terms of, you know, supplying us with food and having the kids, you know, we did a tomato tasting one year. I would make up pestos, and it was a blast. And so they are, they're phenomenal over there. The other one we used, we did Didier Farm.
Oh, I think I know them.
D-I-D-I-E-R. Yep. They always do a really great, farm. Halloween, Oktoberfest for everybody. And gosh, what was the fourth one? It'll come to me in a second.
These are all organic farms.
Didier Farm, I don't know if it's all organic. I think they do some conventional food too.
They do, okay.
But Prairie Farm, Prairie Wind Family Farm, and Aloha are both organic.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm forgetting the fourth one. Shame on me. But, you know, it was a really... it was a really eye-opening experience because as Kelsey was taking them through the mindful eating, you could just see everybody's hearts opening. You could feel it. Yeah. And you could see them going into their food love and their food past. And it just, you know, when you are talking about food, you get, you know, food travels along with politics and religion. Don't tell me what to eat, sister. You know?
Right.
Because it's a very personal thing. And there's a lot of judgment around it, right?
Totally.
And so this mindful eating, just all of that dissolved. And I saw just the connection, and I felt the connection. It was everything that I love about food, because even though we were sitting, you know, on the floor and on mats and we weren't at a table, we were at a shared family table. We were at a shared food experience. And that food love was so intense. And that really connected me into, I knew I didn't just want to learn about the nutrition that we always, you know, learn about, which is important, the macronutrient and the eat this, not that. I wanted to go in the door, through the door of food and look at, well, what is it trying to tell us about our lives? What might we not be doing with our life that we should be doing, and our digestive system is talking to us? I mean, there's just, it's mind blowing, and I love it, clearly.
Yeah.
And now Kelsey and I travel all over the world. We've taken a little bit of a pause just because of COVID and everything, but all over the world with retreat guests. We've been to Iceland. We've been to Costa Rica. We've been to Banff, Canada. And, you know, she married her passions, yoga and cooking. And I married my passions with chefing and food and connecting, you know, to people at their
yeah.
home place.
Yeah. So, and you know, I just love that. And I love that the at the home plate, because that's how perfect. I get chills every time you say that.
Yeah, it's such a great, I'm going to, do you mind if I go into the light and out of the light?
Oh,
it's getting so bright in here.
It is.
And did you know in baseball, the first home plate was an actual dinner plate, Jody?
No.
Yes. I have a video somewhere saved on my phone. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is happening right now? It was an actual round dinner plate. And so home plate has origins from the family table. And I thought I was going to leave coaching, Jody, because I wanted to really dive into food. And I thought, well, I could only do this or that.
No. You had to bring them together.
And so that's what I've done. I've linked my two passions and they totally go together. Who would have thought? And so, yeah,
okay,
throwing
so
balls really
I,
hard. And,
if
and
I
here's
this,
the other.
Hold on a second. Is this going to be the right video?
Good music.
Hold on, let me just bring it up. You tell me, because there were three videos that came up. I'd like to show people what you're talking about. Would it be this?
I think so. Yes, this is it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, plate. This is good stuff.
Do you ever think about what we just talked about, the home plate? You ever wondered where in the world did they come up with the idea of a plate? Well, if you do some research, it's kind of interesting. Before 1900, home plate was a 16-inch square. All the other bases are 15 square inches. It was just another base. They turned it so that one point of the base would be facing the pitcher, but that didn't seem to work. Over the years, believe it or not, they used a lot of things to be called home plate. At one time, back, 1869, home plate was actually circular and 12 inches in diameter. And way back then, home plate was made of wood. Some of them were made of cast iron. Some were even made of marble or, believe it or not, a plate, a real dinner plate. And that's why people call it the home plate. Kind of interesting. One ball of mushrooms.
I can't believe you found that, Jody. Good job.
Creating a WordPress website.
That's my gig. I'm like the research queen.
Like, girl, so I'm like, that okay. is exactly what, yeah, I was starting to do all this. I'm like, oh my God. And again, I listened, there's so many cool coincidences and you have to listen, right? Because it'll come in. And so it was all coming in for me. And then that video hit and I was like, okay, I hear you. It all starts at home plate, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was talking to Kelsey and Kelsey goes, it all starts at home plate. And I thought, oh, because home plate is you. Mm-hmm. It's your essence. It's your soul. It's not mm-hmm. just the physical plate. It all starts inside,
thank
right?
you. Mm-hmm.
It all starts inside because people can talk to you. People can talk to me, right? They can. I have so many different athletes, right, that come to me for pitching and you know, individuals that come to me for mind, body, nutrition. And I tell them all, this is all in you already. You have all of this in you. I'm just helping you recognize it. I'm helping you understand how to practice those muscles that are going to bring that, you know, force in you. But, you know, you're doing it, not me.
You know, we have to go to break. And I want to share something. See, I love that you pulled your passion together. And I want to point out, because I think, because, you know, our life is on purpose. Our life is with intention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people can look at their life and look at maybe some of the lessons in their life, like, oh, poor me.
Yeah.
The good and the bad, right?
Yeah.
And if they get the good, they're like, well, that's awesome. And they look at the bad and they have a pity party.
Yes.
And I want to show something before we go to commercial. And if my computer will allow it, it looks like it will. Okay. So give me a minute here. This, I don't typically go to my website, but I want to do this because,
definitely.
Let me show you. Yeah, there's something I want to explain. Do you see what's going on here where the ginkgos are popping out of the circle?
Yes. I love that.
Right?
So, and see, when I look at that, they're popping out of the softball, baby.
Yeah, right? And so there's a couple things I want to share about this as we're looking at it, because it should just keep on repeating.
I love it.
Number one, the ginkgo leaf.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my favorite leaf as a child because my third grade teacher, Miss Wallachin, told me about the ginkgo tree. The ginkgo tree, I didn't know about this. She just said that the leaves are good luck. And so I would save these leaves and I'd send up wishes to heaven. Okay? This is the third grade. This is up until, I was doing this still in 2012. 2015, I incorporate my business. I create my business, Tucson Essentials, and I incorporate it on October 11th. Shouldn't mean much to you. But 3 years later, I met my fiance, who's now my fiance, and that's his birthday.
Oh, my God. That is not a coincidence.
I know. Right? Now, I'm not done. I love this. My biggest health concern was the toxicity, specifically glyphosate.
I have
problems with mental acuity because.
Me too.
Okay. Andrew has problems with brain circulation because of his traumatic brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the ginkgo does? Yeah. The ginkgo increases circulation, helps with brain health and mental acuity. I mean, like, really? Really? Now, I didn't even know this. The reason I liked it is because it was the ginkgo. And when I started the company, I started it thinking that it was, because it was the oldest living species of tree on the planet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that was, like, to me, I'm like.
The seed was there when you were a kid.
Yeah,
And so, and then I meet this amazing woman. Her name is Katrina Kelly. She takes my one ginkgo leaf and puts it in this circle, and she coming out of the circle in community.
Oh, yes.
Because everything happens in community.
Yep.
And everything happens outside your current reality.
Absolutely.
And you don't put boundaries on yourself.
Yeah.
So what I want people to understand is that our life is filled with intention and purpose and divinely driven.
Yeah.
You went into softball probably because you thought you loved it.
Right.
But God had a plan for you, Lindsay.
Girl, I think about that every day. I think about, because a lot of people would ask me, like, why are you volunteering your time? And I go, you know what? This feels like softball felt for me. I loved it. I don't know why I was driven to do it as much as I did and practice, but I just loved it. And I didn't know I was going to be able to play in college. I didn't know. I mean, I started out wanting to play basketball in college, right? But then all of a sudden softball happened. All of a sudden Northwestern happened, right? And then I went for speech and language therapy. And I look at the way my life has bloomed and is blooming.
Well, and think about speech and language therapy.
It's divine. It's divine. And then I think about the dates like that for you. And I go, oh, okay, thank you. I'm listening. And it guides you. It reinforces. It's like, yep, this is it. You need to connect with this person. You need to go in that direction. Yes, this is, yeah, I know. Home plate, who knew Zelda, right? It's just, it's so, and you know what? You drop into relaxation. I don't even know if that's the word. When you realize that you are not alone and that everything has a purpose, and it might be ziggy-zaggy, right, getting you to places because we have free will, but all the signs are there for you.
Right, and so so embrace your yeses, embrace your noes. Embrace
because the noes, I don't know if you can see this. I'm going to grab it. There's I try to redo this poster that I have in here. It's so cute, Jody. It's magnets.
Okay.
Right? And this is the current one that I have, and I haven't changed it in a really long time. But this is what I'm having.
So sometimes, you fall down because there's something down there you're supposed to find. My dad leaves pennies for me all over the place. Trust me. He's in heaven, and he leaves these little pennies for Andrew and I. And Jennifer's popping on. She says, your highest potential is on purpose with focus and fun. Thank you, ladies, for bringing this to us today. Jennifer, I mean, you guys, I'm so grateful to have, met you and your whole tribe, our tribe.
It's this constant reinforcement, right? You know, would come out of this group, we're talking about community. And our friend Alex, community is immunity. Jen, focus and fun. And that highest potential, like these, all of these things, you go, oh my gosh, you think that too. And you have a little twist on it, right? And it's bringing together all of these. It's like we have these concentric circles. It's like the flower of life. Mm-hmm. And everybody is like activating each other and growing this. And you realize you're not alone.
Yeah. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run to commercial real quick. So if you need a potty break or anything like that.
Okay.
Go for that. Let me see if I can get the right one in here. Got a few here. Here we go.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more. With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Okay, and then...
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right, we are back.
We're back.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were talking about, I think you said, I'm just going back a ways. We were talking about Labor Day 2012 when all this started happening.
You know what's so crazy? I've been talking to so many people on, you know, especially, you know, within the group of six that with Be Conscious. You were activated in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I was activated in 2012. Mm-hmm. There's so much around 2012.
Yeah, but I was activated Labor Day of 2012.
And my blog, I started my blog the day Monday. I will never forget it because my sister came into town. My sister gave me a picture. Shoot, it's right here. Oh, my gosh, it's right here. She gave me this. This is us on a swing. Mm. I keep it in my cage down here. And then she gave me another one, which is up in my kitchen, that's embroidered, and it says to the Mully. And I'm sitting there, Jody, figuring out, okay, what am I going to call it? On stilettos. I don't know what I'm going to call my blog. And I'm like, I'm going to call it the Mullies. And the anniversary of my blog is September 9th, and I started it, the food change, on September 8th.
Wait,
so
it was
Labor
nine,
Day.
Wait, 9/9/12?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What
about you?
That's a
good number, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a really
powerful
number.
Like 9 is the highest number, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and... well, if you know, Andrew and I are getting married on 12/12/21.
Oh my God!
So you know what that is? That's 3/3/3.
Right.
Yeah. And
it's just ones, twos, and threes everywhere.
Well, and three is, we've always said that our relationship is between, you know, Andrew and I and God, you know, and Jesus, right? So, so there's your 3/3/3. If that's not a reminder about how this is supposed to be, I don't know what, you know.
Right. And, you know, the Holy Trinity, I mean, the Holy Trinity goes to food, too. It's the sofrito. I'd learned that from my girlfriend, Terry. It's the onions and the carrots and the celery. So three, baby.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's, and so I want to talk about how are you supporting the community today? This has been kind of weird these times. How can people reach out to you and get support for what they need? And, I mean, besides calling you, right? I mean, we know that. Let me get that number back up. Hold on.
Oh, good question. You know, people connect with me in all different ways. You know, some is Instagram messages. You know, I have girlfriends and, you know, they'll be like, hey, I need just, it could be just a drop line. I'm having I'm dealing with this right now, and it'll just be a quick back and, you know, people can come and see me. And I do cooking classes here in the Diamond Kitchen. So I'm in my where I work for pitching. So I don't know if you can see down there.
Yeah, we can.
And this is directly under my kitchen, where obviously I cook for my family and everything and have others over. But I also do lunch and learns. I've gone to people's homes and had, you know, anywhere from, gosh, five girlfriends to a mixed couples group. And we hang and we talk and we cook together. And it's so much fun. That's what's so important. We have to bring the fun back. We have to bring the love back. We have to, because food is love. And so many of us, we have that, we're in this fight with food, right? You know, for good reason, food, you know, there's some foods that may not like us. But
it's important
to embrace it.
Well, the thing is that, you know, my fight was really with fake food.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like we have to fall back in love with real food.
Yeah.
Girl, who is teaching us how to cook? Seriously, think about it. Who's teaching our kids how to cook?
Well, I don't know.
No, I mean, so going back to my grandmother, right, my grandmother's generation, and this is, again, Jamie Oliver, he drills it in, right? This is Jamie Oliver's message. Our grandmothers cooked. Our grandmothers had gardens. Our grandmothers did this and that. They knew how to cook from scratch, right?
Yeah.
My mom, she cooked, but she worked too. So, you know, we got into the easy food. I learned so much from my mom, right? And I remember being in high school, and there was food economics. There was, you know, there's food classes.
I
like, I don't have time for that. I'm going to be this, that, and the other. That's an, right? And I did art, right, because I love art, but I didn't do food. So I had no idea how to do something. I mean, I remember getting a box, right, from my mom made, you know, we made boxes. You know, you made box cupcakes. There's nothing wrong with it. But find the cupcakes that have really good ingredients. Well, we were making blueberry muffins. So I'm reading the box, and I'm so proud of myself, and it goes mixed by hand. And you know what I did? I put my hand in it, Jody, and I mixed it with my hand. Totally, right? And so there's this, like, learning out there. People our age were like, okay, let's learn how to cook. And there's some shame in that. It's like, I don't know how to do this. Do you want to admit that you don't know how to do this? We have to laugh at ourselves. We have to have fun.
Thank you. Wait. Can you repeat that? We have to laugh at ourselves, and we have to. You guys, if you can't laugh at yourself, man, you better pick it up today. I mean, because I'm laughing at myself. I make mistakes. I fail forward every single day with something.
Always.
And Andrew, my fiance, says, cooking classes sounds fun. We do that in our house, too. I'm usually the student.
Yep, and my husband's usually the student too.
So, but
it's just so much fun.
So my mom taught me how to cook because her mom did everything out of a can, mm-hmm. and so she taught herself how to cook. But mm-hmm. she taught our whole family, so even the men, like everybody mm-hmm. in our family, cooks well. But here's the interesting thing, and I'm having a brain fart. Hold on.
I know, did you hate that? Word finding, word retrieval. That's when my speech and language therapy comes over and be like, okay, I'm having word finding issues.
I know. Well, you know, I took speech therapy since the fourth grade. Do you know?
Really?
Did I tell you this story?
No, for what?
Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
This is why I tend to be very articulate and very intentional about my word choice, because
yes.
I have what you studied in school. I got as a fourth grader and probably mm-hmm. for 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up privileged,
mm-hmm.
right? And we had nannies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a baby, an infant when they came, and I wasn't talking yet. So I learned how to speak, and it was a dialect of English, two different parts of Germany.
Oh, my gosh.
So when I started speaking,
oh,
my dad
wow.
wanted to know whose daughter was this, because I don't understand a thing that's coming out of her mouth, right? But, you know,
oh, so great.
And he's like, what is she saying?
Yeah,
because I had a dialect from Munich, Germany, a dialect from Hamburg, Germany, and a dialect from England.
Now, is it all combined, or would you go
yeah,
in and out?
Yeah, because I had a different nanny every year. So by the time I'm four years old, they're like,
yeah,
crap's coming out of her mouth.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I do like to pretend that I have an accent sometimes when I'm cooking, you know. I love accents, right? And the problem is, you know, I have totally had an accent, so I don't hear my accent, right? But, you know, you're in the kitchen and you want to talk and you just want to have fun, you just start talking in an accent and it's just totally good. And I don't think I'm doing that well, but you are funny.
You're funny. And so, you know, my youngest brother, Gary, Gary Susan, he's an artist to the nth degree. He's the official photographer for 9/11. His museum is, he has a museum in New York, and then he put a museum at the Barrington High School, which I think they're going to start showing again.
Oh my gosh, Barrington was one of the places I took pitching lessons.
Really? Yeah, a great high school, fantastic high school, no complaints. And he was an actor as well beforehand, and so he does every accent on the planet. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
so
it's
funny.
It's a gift, and it's just so fun.
So he'll take a picture of my bird or a little video of my bird, and then he'll make the mouth move, and then he'll insert.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's so much fun.
I know.
It's so much fun. I love it. Yeah, it is. I don't know why it comes out. I think it comes out because my mom did that a lot. My mom always, she's a kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
She's retired now. But she would always, like, her reading a book and just jumping into all of these, you know, different accents that she'd do it in the kitchen, and I've totally inherited that. And I do have a nickname, Sally O'Malley, because when I went to Ireland, I definitely thought I could speak in an Irish accent, and I definitely probably didn't, but.
That's
so fun.
I'm not good at that. I mean, I can do the y'all, but you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get me around a Southern girl and forget it. I am a Southern belle.
So let's talk about these cooking classes.
Okay.
So you and I spoke, and we're going to have to bring Jennifer into the fold. I wish she would hop on.
I think she's driving right now. She's listening. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to do cooking classes together to bring all of our skill sets together and offer this. You know, as you know, I'm moving to Georgia, but I don't think that's going to stop us. I think we can do Zoom cooking classes.
Zoom classes became a thing. You know, I did a lot of lunch and learns on Zoom for corporations and businesses, and then, you know, just one-on-one, you know, with whether it be athletes or, you know, individuals, you know, moms, dads, whoever. And it works. It's amazing. Technology, I think we're on it sometimes too long, but it really opens up community when we can't be with each other. If we can't be with each other, well, then, to be able to Zoom is a gift.
Yeah, and wherever I go, I'm personally inviting you and Jennifer, you too, Dolly. and we're gonna do workshops together. You know,
we're gonna
raise the consciousness, raise the vibration,
yeah,
and you know, lead people to great. Or you know, it's crazy. I mean. You know, I love that you brought in these farms, these organic farms.
Yeah.
Right. And let me share with you, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but Andrew and I did a video maybe 6 months ago, and I'll see if I can find it. But basically, it says, the title is, if you see the look of fear in his face. Well, why? We were at the grocery store, outside the grocery store. And the reason it's so important to source from your farmers when you can, I mean, look, you can't always, okay?
No.
Okay. So, and you need the grocery stores. I'm not ixnaying grocery stores. We want our grocery stores. We want them to flourish. We love you, you know.
But, thank you.
Yeah, and we're grateful for everything you bring to us. But there's a price that comes with that. And let me see if I can find the YouTube video we did. So we were measuring EMF, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to the Juul, it It was at 15. It's supposed to be at 0.01.
Hmm.
0.01 is the most.
Is it because of the irradiated food?
Yeah. So what's happening is that's just in front of the jewel.
But wow,
you have to remember,
so
it sits on a truck before it gets to jewel.
Right.
Okay. Again, I think I just found it. Yeah, here it is. Okay. So let me just. We're sitting outside of Jewel Osco. Andrew, why don't you show me that?
So it went all the way up to 15. Now there's 10 and a quarter, 4.5.
5.9.
Yeah.
Go back to that part, please, because that's where it was at 15. Oh, we're losing. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the Wi-Fi coming out off of the car?
Yeah, well, actually, we thought it was the car. It's really those lights.
Oh.
So they're inserting 5G into light.
Oh, that's great.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
I'm doing what I do, okay, because I want to make sure that people are protected wherever they go. So you need to have. Let me catch that because I can't see this so well.
Okay.
Wow, look at that. So I'm going to cut this off.
So
here
this
we'll
is still 7, 8, 2.9, you know, it goes back and forth, 8.1. It's supposed to be a 0.01. It's supposed to be a
0.01. Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that that would be coming from the light?
Well, so here's the thing. Your lights, like your LED...
Yeah.
And your, those squiggly things, I forget what they call them, but all that.
Yeah, and they're getting everybody to change those out.
Yeah, so you want to go back to halogen. I'll just see if I can show this to you. I guess I can't. We have all halogen lights.
Wow.
And,
halogen.
Yeah, we pay more, but we're willing to because we either pay now or pay later because these other light bulbs not only are radiating your food but radiating your body, and then that's giving – they're linking that to prostate cancer, right? They're also retina degeneration, macular degeneration.
Frequency is the future. Frequency is the future. It heals and it can harm. There's no question about it. It's
well, yeah. Did you download? I put it in there. Fluffy. Hold on a second.
5G tower overhead in the parking lot, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a 5G tower overhead in the parking lot. And what I found out from my friend at Altera, who sells neutralizers, they're putting 5G in the light bulbs in the parking lot. But then cars are a hot spot too. So there's neutralizers for your car. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you. This is awesome. I am going to talk to my husband about that and make sure that all my light bulbs are out. It's funny how food, the entry into knowing what's in your food, knowing what's coming from your food, and learning how to cook your food better, right?
Right.
It's funny how that then spreads into other areas of your life because to do it all is really overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like learning how to pitch. Okay, let's get our feet working. Let's get our arms working. Let's get our fingers working. Let's get our hip stack working. It's, you know, putting all the pieces together.
Right.
So you do your food or wherever you might get started, right? Some people might get started with their makeup, right? But then I cleaned out my makeup pantry, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, and like lotions. What am I putting? If I care about what I'm putting in my body, what am I putting on my body, right? And then you start thinking about, okay, well, how about my water source now? And then you start thinking about, well, here's the conversation, our light source, right? And I just never, you know, and it's so funny actually that we're talking about this because a member of our Be Conscious community, Sean Courtney, he gave me a special light bulb. This frequency is tuned, right, to work with our bodies, not against our bodies.
So what's it tuned to?
And I just put it in my light. This is what I'm talking about. This isn't a coincidence that we're talking about.
I want the light bulb.
I'm not going to find out more.
Sean, pipe in here. Okay, if I need to tell him to get him on the show, hold on.
Yeah. Sean and Alex, baby. They
so
are.
Let me go to our, because it's our Telegram group, right? So, Sean.
Yep, Sean Courtney and Alex.
On the show.
Yes.
One second.
And they're Riot. They're twins. So you're going to have a lot of fun.
These are the twins.
Yes, they're identical.
I love those men. Tell us about the light bulb.
And there's so much. I mean, that's their specialty, and I'm such a learner in that. And
their specialty is what? Frequency?
Their specialty is movement, energy and movement, high frequency. Yeah, just high frequency movement, mind-body connection to your soul, meditation, breath work. I've actually taught Alex. He's been here a couple times. I've taught him how to pitch, and we're going to be collaborating with a community project. And
I want in
together.
I want in.
Jennifer and I are collaborating. We're doing what's called a sandwich connection with my athletes, teaching them how to sandwich their day, which is another program that she does that we kind of micro down to a younger set. Being softball focused, but if you go to any sport, it can be in any age. But she's been, and it's a program that I actually, it's near and dear to my heart because, you know, I remember coming to see her and she goes, Lindsay, you need to sandwich your day. How do you start your day? How do you finish your day? What are your bread pieces? And then what do you fill it with, right?
Right.
Getting these athletes and anyone, right? Because it started with her working and she does it, you know, to this day, she has different sandwich groups of women. And bringing in, okay, what does my health and wellness look like? What are my relationships looking like? What is my work life? You know, so really looking at those places and looking at, okay, well, how can I improve them? How can I organize my life to its highest vibration? We're going to be cooking together with these athletes and we're going to be, starting that connection to them into thinking about their lives and,
so when you do, I understand the sandwiching your day and all this, and when you're talking about sandwiching for the food portion, talk about that.
Well, we're going to make a sandwich. We're going to make a smash a sandwich. And this recipe comes from a Food Revolution Day in which Jamie Oliver took all of these gorgeous veg, put it in a tea towel, and then smashed it up with a rolling pin. And I was like, rolling pin? How about a bat? And so we made a Food Revolution Day video with all my girlfriends and all of our kids. They're all in high school now, which is crazy. And we put it to this song to this day. It gets me going to Geronimo. And one of the ways that I described the Food Revolution on my application to become a food ambassador was that the Food Revolution is a waterfall. Right? And that song by Coldplay, Every Teardrop is a Waterfall, that played in my car outside of Trader Joe's. I think it was my second or third trip there. It was right around when I started, and I started to cry in my car. Music is like one of those, music speaks to all of us, but music always comes in and be like, yep, this is it. Always the perfect song, but that song, because in there, they say, are you going to be a comma? It talks about how we are here to spread. Every teardrop is a waterfall. And so it speaks to the difficulties. It speaks to the light, to what we're supposed to give and what we're supposed to spread. And, you know, that one drop hit me. Catherine's drop hit me. And so that idea that my drop is going to spread, you know, that lovely movie, It's a Wonderful Life, we'll never know. We'll never know. We'll know some of what we did in our life, but, you know, we'll never know. But that song is so powerful. And it really represents, you know, everything that you're doing, everything that I'm doing, the Be Conscious community, and everyone out there that's connecting and working towards raising our vibrations and helping us reach our highest self.
Yeah, it's amazing. So when he's smashing with the bat all these foods, are we making bread? Are we making the stuff that goes between?
Well, yes, Miss. The bread that Jennifer makes is unbelievable. So we're not going to have enough time to make bread, but we're probably going to have her bread that we'll be using and slicing.
So
and then we're going to
do her bread. Tell me about her bread. What makes her bread so amazing?
Oh, it's just delicious. I think she can make it several different ways. I think she can make it gluten-free and regular. But it's just, it's good. It's nutrient-dense. Doesn't have any preservatives, you know, any of that stuff. But it's nutrient-dense and it's low, you know, it's, I don't.
Low glycemic.
Yeah, all of those things. She's, her recipes are amazing. We've shared a couple back and forth. And she actually bakes for B Market. And
that's
she,
what I was hearing. And so I would love to send everybody to B Market, which is in Lake Bluff, to go get Jennifer's bread. Also, Lori Murphy of Murphy's Health Food Store, right? She carries Ezekiel bread.
Yeah, Ezekiel bread is really high vibe. Yeah,
so the thing is, I just didn't want, when we were talking about the bread and making a sandwich, wanted to bring some clarity.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about Wonder.
Oh, God, no. So Wonder tastes delicious, right? No, we're not talking about Wonder bread. And depending on your body and, like, the way your digestion is going, you know, it'll talk to you real quick about, you know, what's working and what's not. But, no, we're talking about high vibration, like, really good quality bread. Really,
I just wanted to put that out there. That's why I kept on asking and digging down. I'm like, yeah,
totally,
we really want to tell people what bread we're talking about. Because,
yeah.
You know, because if you eat wheat bread and it's got, you know, doesn't not blended with like the legumes and, you know, it's not sprouted or any of those things. So if you're doing that, when you take, it's actually worse than eating a tablespoon of sugar. Because it will burst into sugar as you put it into your mouth.
Yep.
So we're talking about the good stuff, people.
The good stuff. Yeah, and then we're going to make spreads. We're going to do, like, we're going to teach them how to make hummus. And we're going to do something else. Probably maybe a pesto. I think a pesto because it's always
amazing to do a pesto. A pesto sauce that you want to use my recipe. So it's from a holistic body. Book that I trained with, and they make pesto sauce out of dandelions, and you know the
the amount of creativity that you can put into pesto. So last night at our Be Conscious meeting, I made a chimichurri, which you could also think of as a pesto, right?
Yeah,
a chimichurri that was super potent with garlic, because, you know, we're transitioning into fall and winter. Garlic really opens you up. It's an antiviral, it's an anti, you know, microbial, bacterial. So tons of garlic. 5 containers of microgreens.
Wow.
Broccoli, cabbage, kale. It was so amazing. And then cilantro. Cilantro is an amazing chelator, you know, chelator for heavy metals. So it had three bunches of cilantro. I put 5 containers of microgreens, the garlic, lemon zest, amazing antioxidant, right? Cancer fighter, the lemon juice. Yeah, it looks pretty similar to that. Oh, and then, yeah, putting in pistachios or walnuts or whatever. Oh, it is so much fun.
Yeah, and
pesto
the salt.
And chimichurri are my favorite
make
thing
sure
to make.
Your salt, when you're using salt, use your Celtic sea salt because it's full of minerals as opposed to table salt.
Yes. Iodine is important, and that's what, you know, the table salt is kind of known for, but you can find some really great salts out there that also has, you know, iodine in there too. But yeah, I'm a salt freak, Jody. I have a bazillion salts at my house. There's some are, and oh, have you ever done this? I learned this from a Food Revolution chef girlfriend. Have you ever taken sage or rosemary and chopped it into your salt?
Yeah.
Dude, you got to do it. It's so good. Just take fresh rosemary, sage, fresh whatever. Okay, and literally chop it into your salt, and it'll stay because it's preserved, right?
Well, rosemary is a preservative.
It is amazing.
So,
amazing.
I was at a restaurant, which she's super busy. I connected her with Lori from the our Be Conscious group, right? Who's making those treats. I forget Lori's last name right now. She's super, super nice. She's amazing.
You talking about Ivanka?
No, let me just tell you what her last
name. Yeah, go find it. As you're finding that, we're gonna smash up some veg. Oh, and when you open up the tea towel after you've smashed and had so much fun with it, and then you look at what's happened, all the veg together, it's like you're opening a present in the kitchen, like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. And then you just pile it on. So you got your bread, and you could, of course, make a salad out of it, but you got your bread. And then you spread your hummus on one side. You put the veg in there, and you toss it with a little balsamic, a little salt, a little pepper, a little olive oil, whatever, you know, oil you'd like to use. And you just toss it all together. You
put
it on there.
Well, yeah, you could use, and let's talk about oil for a second. You know, it's Lori Urbancic. So she's made a new treat, like a sweet treat. You know, no sugar, of course, but sweetened by
Are you talking about No Sugar Mama?
Yeah, No Sugar Mama.
Lori, yes, she's amazing. I saw her last night.
She's amazing. I was so sad to miss you guys last night, but I was wiped out from the trip and stuff. And
yeah. Hey, Andrew. Oh,
look who's here. Say hi. And this is Fagala. Fagala wanted to come in.
Oh, hi. You are so sweet.
She's
No Sugar Mama, her treats. It is unbelievable when you start learning how to cook and then ingredients and sugar substitutes. I mean, I love using – have you tried monk fruit sugar yet? Oh, yeah.
So in here, we have dandelion coffee, which is no coffee in it whatsoever, right?
No.
We have six different mushrooms, echinacea, dandelion, burdock root, and monk fruit for sweetener.
Yeah, so do you use the actual sugar or do you use the drops?
I use the granulated sugar.
Yeah, the drops are pretty great.
But for
baking, you need the actual sugar because you don't know how much.
And we do bake with it, so I just buy the sugar. I also buy the confectioner sugar.
Oh, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. I've not tried the drops. I will get them now that you mention it.
I really, really like that product.
Much easier for travel. She has something she wants to say.
Hello.
That's why Andrew brought her in here. She's a magical creature. And what do you have to say today, honey? Food is medicine. Oh, she wants me to tell her story. You've never had me tell your story before. So she was adopted. She wants to talk about food as medicine and the power of dandelion. So when I got her, she was vaccinated.
Okay.
This was in 2016 because this breed of parrot has a particular virus that they have, and so they now vaccinate them upon birth.
Okay.
Well, when I got her, the person I bought her from gave me a plastic baggie of bird food, which was in a meal form, like a granulated. Well, bird food is not refrigerated. And she wants me to tell you that she almost died. And she, because we were feeding her food that was full of bacteria, harmful bacteria, because it wasn't in the refrigerator. So the more we fed her, the sicker she got. So we ended up using an integrative approach with her. We put her on an antibiotic because I wasn't healing birds at that point. I was just in the midst of healing myself of 2016. But then I made her a mash. And the mash was mineral dense. And it was sweet potato. And we put in, she usually says, start with heart. No, she goes, start with my story. We put in mashed potatoes, turmeric, black pepper. You know this. I'm not telling you. I'm telling the rest of the people. Black pepper makes the turmeric bioavailable in the body 2,000% more than when you do it without black pepper. It just activates it just a little bit. So we put that in, and she wants to say this. She says she feels that other bird owners need to know this because a lot of bird owners have birds that are feather pluckers because they're so stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so she's saying that because she's getting healthy food, she doesn't have anxiety anymore. And she feels better. And she feels bad that other birds are feather pluckers because their anxiety is so great. They're just plucking out their feathers. And so she's asking that people start feeding their pets. And that, also healthy food.
Yes.
She says, we're just as important.
A member of our Be Conscious community makes dog treats, Jackie.
Jackie. So I talked to Jackie, and I told her I would give her the recipe I made up for birds.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I'm not going to sell bird treats. I'm an educator. I'm not going to, you know what I mean?
So well, you know, that's how I feel about recipes.
What?
They're not mine.
Right,
I mean, I might come up with something or whatever, but the idea is to give them away, to give them to you.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's how everything spreads. And yeah, thank you for sharing your story. Because what's happening to you, little, what's his name or her
this
name?
This is Fagana, and it means little songbird in Yiddish.
Oh,
so
my
I got
gosh.
Her when I was Jewish, but then converted to Christianity.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, you know, food is helping her to not be as anxious. And guess what? It works for us too.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. She's pretty consistent in her messaging about starting from heart, but she came up here because you were here. She knows. I mean, she's a magical creature. She helps us with channeling. She's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. And I really feel her talking. I mean, she's like moving her head and she's talking to us and she's talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to say about food and your journey?
I mean, look at her talking. I love it.
No, she just says
that's really neat. There's a lot of dog owners, pet owners, bird owners. We have to feed not only our guts well, but our pets' guts well. And that's why so many pets are sick and dying from cancer.
Well, they're here to serve us.
Yeah,
right? They're here to help us. But we have to serve them in order for them to, you know, it's a two-way street.
It is, yeah.
And
we're here to take care of each other.
Yeah, they serve us, we serve them, right?
Yeah.
And the more we take care of them, the better they can help us,
you know.
And she just says she's so grateful. And I'm so grateful to have you. The dogs are so close to the ground.
Oh yeah.
And their bellies, their poor bellies,
mm-hmm.
right, are getting all the glyphosate that's been sprayed on the grass.
Yep, they sure are. And you know, it's fascinating to me, and I love this take on it. Technology. There's a need for technology, right? Otherwise, why would it be figured out? And, glyphosate and all of that was put out, in the 80s? All the technology came out. I think before we had an understanding of what our gut microbiome did and was and all those things. And it was deemed safe because
the FDA said so.
We're 99% bacterial DNA, right? Mm-hmm. 1% human DNA. And our human cells don't work on the shikimate pathway. The bacterial cells do, right? Mm-hmm. So what glyphosate does is it attacks that bacterial energy pathway. It doesn't attack our human cells, but it attacks the bacterial cells, right? And so when it was developed, right, and you know, my family's in this because my grandfather, he was a specialty farmer, and I didn't realize this. I didn't connect the dots until a lot later. And he was so proud of it, right? Because in the beginning, it was like, oh, this new technology, we're going to help farmers. He was a farmer his whole life. Grandfather before him was a farmer. And yeah, I mean, it's hard. The yields and the weather and the weeds and everything else. So we had this, we thought we had this golden egg, right? Okay, we're going to use less pesticides. We're going to use yes, this. And then, right, we weren't looking over here at what this was going to do to our gut. Because our gut is 5 pounds. Of gut bacteria, right? So the more glyphosate, the soy, right? And the DNA is spliced. So you've got the DNA of glyphosate and the DNA of the corn, right? So that as it grows, the farmer can spray the pesticide on the corn and it won't die. So in theory, it's like, yeah, and this doesn't affect the human DNA and this is so great, right? Oh, but you know, again, we learn so much from our mistakes, right? So through using this toxicity on our food and the way we harvest, we bring wheat to Harvest Master by killing it with glyphosate.
I know.
It's crazy, right? So all these things that got uncovered as I was trying to figure out why did gluten affect my daughter so much. That was a huge trigger for her. And it because it, you know, it pulls apart those tight junctions of that gut and it gets through, gets in that bloodstream. And it's just, it's fascinating when you start looking at the little, you know, the science of it all. But what it has cascaded into negatively into our lives, right? The anxiety, the Crohn's disease, the leaky gut syndrome, all of it, right? And I guess this is me looking at it half full. I mean, we have to get it out of our crops, and unfortunately 80% of our farmland is you know, conventionally farmed right now. But would we be understanding our allergies and autoimmune if we didn't take this path to create disease? Would we understand what we're understanding right now? You know,
You're brilliant. And you know what? Thank you for taking me to the next level, because I looked at my personal health journey as a gift, but I didn't think about, and I thought, thank you. I mean, what you just said was, it's transformational. We have to be grateful for the mistakes that they made so that we could rise up higher.
And we're making mistakes right now, and we are going to find out, unfortunately, and, you know, we're going to find out so much more about how we work. And so, yeah, I mean, you can go to that dark space, right? And you can be there, but then you go, all right, I'm down here for a reason. What am I going to learn from this? And how are we going to ascend? How are we going to figure this out together and learn from these mistakes? And I think that's what's happening again.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, do you know the story? I'm just kind of slouching back. Sorry. But do you know the story about how glyphosate was used before it was used in our food?
I think I do. But did you tell me?
Sure. So it was used to pull minerals. Okay, mommy needs her glasses. Honey.
Oh, baby.
Okay, mommy needs her glasses.
Oh, I don't think I know this.
Okay,
I don't think I know.
I'm just trying to detach. Yeah. So they used glyphosate to remove minerals from pipes.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we're the pipe, right? You're the pipe, I'm the pipe.
We're getting cleaned.
Mm-hmm. So, and people who can't focus are usually mineral deficient.
Yep. They're pulling the magnesium, especially the magnesium, right out.
Mm-hmm.
And putting aluminum in.
And fluoride.
Oh, and fluoride. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And again, if we don't screw things up, how do we learn how to fix it? It's like cooking. If I don't screw it up, how do I learn how to do it?
Oh, we have to, our show's ending, too.
Oh, my God.
I could talk to you all flipping day long. Let me run the commercials. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay,
or the ending thing. Hold on. Holy Toledo Batman.
I love it.
See.
That's the best, though, when you lose track of time.
I know.
You're in a vortex.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran.
Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Nyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Okay, so we're ending. Thank you, everybody. We're ending the podcast on Podbean. And then we're going to edit end it on Blog Talk. Thank you for joining
Thanks,
today.
Everybody.